Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I'm sure you've gone through the hiring process. If you're in business, who hasn't hired someone? Who hasn't looked for that exact right candidate? The person who is going to absolutely be the go-getter. The person who absolutely has the knowledge that you need, will fit into your culture, and has the understanding of what it takes to do business. And that's a problem that we have today. The problem we have today in our society is there are a lot of educated people. There are a lot of people with degrees and advanced degrees. But sometimes those people have great book learning, but they don't have any understanding. And other times you will meet someone who hasn't had the opportunity to have higher education, but at the same time, they understand how it works. They understand the flow of things. So let's take an engineer, for example, an electrical engineer. It could be any kind of engineer. It could be an engineer that builds bridges. It could be an engineer that builds robots. An engineer, to build their project, has to understand how that project works. How do we get from here to there? What are the necessary steps? How is the electricity going to flow through the lines? How does it drive the motors? How do the motors drive the gears? How do the gears drive the piece of machinery? Or how do we build the bridge? You know, what do the iron workers do? How do they put up the steel structure? And, of course, when you talk to most people and you mention iron workers, they don't know what you're talking about. They think it's someone that works in a steel mill, but coming from Pittsburgh, of course, I know that an iron worker is someone that puts up the steel structure. Those are those guys that you see up on the 10th, 20th, 30th, 50th floor walking on those beams, and you go, how do they do that? But there is a logical understanding of how to build the building. If we don't have logical understanding of how business works, we can't really make it work. We can buy equipment, we can rent a facility or buy a building, we can have machinery, but if you don't understand what do we do in the logical steps to make it work, we will not be successful. And there are people who understand exactly how operations work, how things get done. But you know what they don't take time to understand? Is they don't take time to understand people. Because as you've heard me say before, you are in the people business, and what you sell are relationships. And your product could be software, could be printed material, could be construction, could be anything. But without people and without the understanding of how people think and what they need and how they fit into your organization, you are going nowhere. So if you just demand that people do things, I am the boss and I demand that you do this, I demand you do these tasks, I demand that you go out and sell, I demand you bring me business, I want you to get this shipping out, and you don't really have an understanding of how to relate to the people you work for, what they need, what they're thinking, then you're always going to be struggling. The best run businesses are run by leaders, by CEOs or presidents or business owners who take the time to understand the people that work for them, understand their needs, understand how to talk to them, understand how to set up a company and have a culture that people can relate to. If you can't relate to your customers, you can't relate to your salespeople, you can't relate to your employees, what else is there but people? If there were no people, what would we really have? the buildings would sit there, the cars would sit there, the equipment would sit there, the airplanes would be on the ground, but what would be the point? So you are in the people business. You need to understand how things work, and how they worked 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago is not how they work today. You need to understand, and you need to take time to really think about and learn about what the new generation is thinking, how to relate to the new generation, what they think about their jobs, what they think about life, what's important to them, how they're going to fit into your organization. Because you're probably making a transition in your organization from the old guard to the new guard. Probably you're in a position, or you may be in a position, if you are a business that's been around for a while, your employees might be 50 or 60 years old, your key people. Now you've got to bring in the new people, the young people. So those young people are absolutely going to be taking over in time. How do we get them to understand what the business does? How do we understand who they are? Understanding is the word of the day. The more you understand, the more successful you will be. And you know who you really need to understand? You need to understand you, the CEO, president, or business owner. What you want, what you need, why are you in business, why you do the things that you do, how you relate to people, what you need to improve upon. Just because you own the business and you are the person in charge doesn't mean that you don't have a lot of work to do to understand exactly how a business runs, how to talk to people, how to motivate people, how to understand what our customers need. You've got a lot of things in front of you, and the more business you do and the more volume you do and the higher you move up the business ladder, the more understanding that you need. It's the understanding that helps you make a great profit and move up the business ladder to more success and more success. And if you reach a certain point in business and you haven't increased your understanding of business and people and what needs to be done, you're not going to go any further. You're going to fall behind. You're going to fall backwards. I want you to be successful because that's what you want, isn't it? Why shouldn't I want what you want? But to do that, we really have to be introspective and start understanding exactly what needs to be done and how we need to think to reach those lofty goals. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.